America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I would rather the Mets lose tonight than lose to the Phillies. They've never played the Phillies in the postseason. I can't stomach the city of Philadelphia or their fans. I hate the Phillies themselves. If the Mets are going to lose, now I know that like it's all hypothetical because obviously you can't beat Philly if you don't get a chance to face them. But if they're going to lose, I'd rather lose tonight to Milwaukee than I would losing a series to the Phillies.
I mean, I want to push back because I think on the surface it sounds insane. But I understand what you mean to an extent. It's hard to push back. Let me see. All right, why do we watch this stuff?
Right.
Why do we watch it?
Right. Ultimately,
it's a pastime.
It's a nice, really, it's a nice, it,
nice diversion from life.
Yeah. Okay.
So, even though the pain at the end of the road would be tougher if you lose to Philly, given the proximity and the fans and the nonsense and Spike probably chiming in and all this stuff, you do get another week out of it. And then during the week, you don't know that you're going to lose.
Right. That's why it may sound insane. I just know the feeling of pain when you go home is so bad that it really doesn't make a difference. But when you add on the Phillies to it, it does. Like, I mean, I guess the counter could be, would you rather have lost in the NLCS in 2000 or lose to the Yankees? And it's nice to say that you went to the World Series, but ultimately I'd rather have lost to the Cardinals and not have felt the pain of losing to the Yankees.
What would be worse, the Yankees or the Phillies? It's got to be the Yankees, dude.
Yeah, I think the Yankees is worse just because we're here. But I don't want... Here's another part of why. Because if they did win tonight, it gets my hopes up that they're going to beat Philadelphia. I just don't want to lose to the Phillies. So obviously you'd rather win tonight, win the series with the Phillies and move on. Like, losing to the Dodgers or Padres wouldn't be that painful.
It was painful in 2022.
Yeah, but different reason. It'd be bad for other reasons.
What are you doing? What's going on here?
What? I'm just saying
It's 104, and you're telling me what's less painful, like loss-wise?
I just want to be put out of my misery. If they're going to lose... If they're not going to get to the championship series, I'd rather lose tonight than lose to the freaking Phillies.
Keep this to yourself. It's too late.
No, I mean,
just keep it to yourself.
Hoff, you have an issue?
I'm not saying that these aren't fair thoughts here, but, you know, you're 6 hours away from the game.
I know, and I'm not saying they're going to lose. I'm just saying if they are eventually going to lose, I'd rather lose to the Brewers and go home now than lose to the Phillies.
First of all, we're not going home. We're not going anywhere. We're going to Philly. Second of all, no, I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose to the Brewers. I want to go. This team needs to go as far as they possibly can. And if that's losing to the Phillies, if that's losing to the Yankees, the Dodgers, whomever it is, I'll take it.
Like, wouldn't you have rather BT lost to the Royals than lost to the Astros again in a scenario where the Astros were in it?
Honestly, my mind doesn't think that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It just doesn't go there. Like, to me, once I lose, it's over. See, to me, not that it would invalidate the season. I mean, like, if you lose tonight, Sal, if you lose tonight...
I don't want to lose tonight.
I know you don't. Yeah. I know. But, like, I don't know. Like, I don't even want to bring up like the grimace and the other signs of symbolism.
I am wearing purple today.
I know you are. I did notice that with the Macho Man. I know. By design?
Well, it was either Macho Man or Bret Hart, and I was like, I'll go with the purple.
You go with the purple, just in case.
A little silent.
I mean, what does it mean? All the things, not that you leaned, you had fun with it, but some Met fans really, you know, leaned. The Mets leaned into it. They have a purple seat.
Yeah.
If you guys can't even get past round one, like, we wasted a lot of time on nothing.
Well, can I just say it's not wasting time on nothing, because I think the season was a success no matter what, because the team that died was dead, yeah. 11 games under, whatever. It's more or less the wild card series feels like it's not a series. We went through this in 2016. It was a one-game playoff. Now we've carried it into, it's a three-game playoff yeah. series. It doesn't feel like a series. I'm sorry. I feel like they have to fix this format. It's three games is not enough to decide, of the first round of the playoffs.
Well, I mean, they're not going to placate you. You got win the series, you get five games.
If they won two, if they won one, it doesn't make a difference.
Even if you guys advance.
It doesn't make a difference to me. It needs to be, this wild card series does not feel like a series.
Right. There is something to that. We talked about that earlier, in case you missed it. Check it out on the Free Odyssey app. There is something to that it doesn't feel like you're in the postseason until you get to a division series. So, yes, that part of it I understand. If they're going to lose, like in my scenario, they're going to, let's just say hypothetically, they're going to lose to the Phillies.
Yep.
Would you rather, and that's what this is, a hypothetical. If you knew they were going to lose to the Phillies, would you rather win tonight and lose to the Phillies? Or just lose tonight?
I'd rather lose to the Phillies.
Yeah, I'd rather lose tonight.
I'd rather get more baseball. I'd rather, deepen that culture of winning a little bit, a little experience here.
Right.
The young kids get some more playoff reps, and yeah.
It's like the electric chair versus the life in prison without parole.
Yeah, except the difference is once you get either, you're dead. I mean, if you lose to the Phillies, you can come back stronger next year.
Right, but just put me out of my misery now.
Oh, man.
In this hypothetical, they're losing the next round.
I know. I mean,
if you win tonight, it is guaranteed that you lose to the Phillies. Would you rather that? Knowing that that's the outcome, or just lose tonight. I would personally rather lose to the Brewers. You know what? Tough series, tip your cap. Mets did a great job getting the playoffs. You lose 2 out of 3 to Milwaukee, go on to the offseason, go get Soto and everybody else. I'd rather that than have the hope of facing the Phillies and knowing that you're going to lose to the Phillies then in this hypothetical and have to endure losing to them in the first ever postseason meeting with them and their fan base.
Well, since we're shopping at the hypothetical store, let me throw something at you here. Would you rather, if I gave you the option, win the World Series this year, as improbable, maybe for some as it seems, based on the odds, whatever, and where they were to start the year, and never, ever, ever play another playoff game, ever, but you win the World Series, or never win the World Series in your lifetime and be a playoff team every year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fun hypothetical. Ultimately, I think you take the World Series.
I don't know I know that sounds... know if I would do that. Like, you're signing up for the Phillies thing that I wouldn't sign up for. I don't know if I'd sign up for that. Think about all the empty years. You're just signing up for nothing.
I know, but ultimately...
You're still a young guy. Hopefully you live 50 years. 50 years of nothing.
Understood. Ultimately, those years, though, you're trying to chase one thing. So if I get that one thing...
But think about all the nights, 12,000 people at City, 75
wins. All right, here's one for you.
I could not sign up for that.
Would you rather...
I'd rather get close.
Would you rather date forever or have sex one night but never date again? Date forever knowing you're not going to...
Why the hell would I want to do that?
Oh, yeah, that's what you just said. Yeah, it's the
different.
Same thing.
There's other ways to satisfy. Would I rather date forever and never,
what I'm saying?
Or have the one crazy night? I'll take the crazy night, but
that's the championship.
Yeah, I understand that, but. That's not the same thing.
Making the playoffs is like dating forever without the payoff.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? You date. You don't have the payoff.
I understand. I mean,
the payoff.
Yeah, we all do. You're already starting to think about crazy stuff. Just win tonight.
That
will
is
you?
Fair. I would just say, just hit
win.
Me. It just hit me like thinking about the bad scenarios. Mike is calling from Staten Island.
All the good scenarios.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal, BT, longtime fans, man. Hey, BT, I grew up kind of in your neighborhood growing up. We're about the same age.
All right, man. So, nice.
Great to hear you on the radio, man. You came a long way. God bless.
I appreciate that, Mike.
I love you, but what is wrong with you, Sal? Why would you want to lose tonight rather than lose to the Phillies and just win tonight, go into Philly, take care of business and go on the way.
No, Mike. Mike, yes, that's what I want. Let me just ask you the hypothetical, though, that I was asking BT and Hoff. If I said that the Mets, hypothetically, were guaranteed to lose to the Phillies, would you, Mike, as a Met fan, rather lose to the Phillies in the next round or lose tonight?
Lose to the Phillies in the next round.
All right, there you go. That's fair.
You give your young players more playoff experience.
All right,
we're going to be there in the long run.
That's fair enough. And thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate you checking in. To me, the pain will be greater losing to the damn Phillies.
Yeah, that I could see.
So I'd rather just, I want to lessen the pain. Now, should I be thinking about this? No, but this is what crossed my mind. I can't help it.
Yeah, but lessening the pain in the now might, or actually going through the pain in the now might actually accelerate the pleasure down the road. Like, I'm just, again, we're now 9,000 hypotheticals, but I think if you, in your scenario, you win tonight and you lose to the Phillies, which
right.
you don't want to do.
Right.
You know, think about what you guys gain for the future. Alvarez getting these at-bats.
Yeah.
You know, some of the young players, maybe Acuna has a moment. I mean, it's going to help fortify the future.
Yeah.
It's the only answer I could give you.
I guess there's some good from that. And then, like you said, next year you look for revenge on the Philly. I can't stomach a loss to the Phillies. Hoff, you have...
I'm going to change my answer now, because if they get swept and they get their asses handed to them, yeah, I prefer the loss in the Brewers.
You'd rather just take the lumps now.
If they're going to get there, if they're going to get completely demolished by the Phillies, you know what? It was a nice run.
What was this flip-flopping already? We just asked you 5 minutes ago.
Well, I thought about it.
You guys are one twisted fan base. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's twisted fan. Again, I want to see them win, and I'm not saying
Yankee
one way or another.
Fans ain't asking this question.
Yeah,
I promise you that.
You
can ask me this question before any Yankee game the rest of eternity.
Yankee fans,
you know my answer.
Yankee fans,
let's keep playing.
Some Yankee fans wanted the Astros out.
Well, those people are... I can't relate to those.
Oh, they were cheering and yelling and happy. Oh, we wanted the Astros out. We hate them.
Chad, about names. Give me names. Who at the station? Oh, give me names at the station.
McMonagall. He was one.
C-Mac was doing that.
He was one I saw on social media.
Meaning that he was afraid
Morash.
Of the Astros. Wait, hold on. I just want to get clarity. Meaning he was afraid of the Astros, or he was taking pleasure in their demise. Two very different things.
Let me look at the. Well, you heard Chaz Palminteri. Let me.
I did hear Chaz.
Tweet.
Chaz called us earlier. If you guys missed it.
Let's see. Hold on.
Because that does not seem like a very C-Max statement.
McMonagall. He was excited about the Orioles getting eliminated as well. Okay, let's see. McMonagall. A hater. Ha, 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 ha. Bye-bye, Houston. A quiet, embarrassing exit for the big, bad Astros.
Okay.
And he went said the same thing with the Orioles, taking shots at them.
But that doesn't mean he's afraid to play him.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you the question I asked you.
But my point was that he should be saying, that sucks that the Astros are out, because I wanted to face them.
I see what you're saying.
That was, to me, the mentality. There was also another. Let me check Morash.
Unless he hates him so much that their pain is trumping his potential pleasure with a victory.
Morash, da-da-da-da-da. Let's see.
Fandom has gotten so weird over the years.
What is Morash tweeting?
Who are we playing? When is the game? And let's go win.
Here you go.
What are we doing?
The Astros are eliminated. They have scored just 3 more runs than the Yankees have this postseason. We knew the first week of the season the Astros were the Yankees' little brother. See ya.
Like, I'll get you little shots on the way.
Now,
I got no problem
two,
with that. I'm not above being petty.
Yeah, you are.
I mean,
but
I'm saying
those are two big Yankee fans here at the station who could have said, you know what? That's a shame. Let me see what McPherson said. One more. I will take a call here and I'll check that tweet out.
Gary,
what's up,
what's
Gary?
Happening, buddy?
In Orient Point. What's up, Gary?
BT and Sal, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Garrett.
What's up, Garrett?
Listen, Sal.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard from a Met fan, that you want them to lose. That's insane. You've been taking pain for so damn long, you can't take it again?
Yeah, well,
Are you kidding me?
Gary, I didn't say I want them to lose. I said if you knew that they were going to lose to the Phillies.
What do you mean knew they were going to lose? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's a hypothetical. I'm just asking the question.
A hypothetical?
Well,
it's
ridiculous. What do you mean? What do you mean?
You've been taking pain for so damn long. Take it again if you have to.
So would you rather lose to the Phillies or lose to the Brewers? Those are the only two options.
I don't want to lose it.
I know that. Me neither. We're on the same page there. But if you had to lose to the Phillies or the Brewers, who would you rather lose to?
I can't make that decision.
Yeah, you have to.
Don't crack, Gary. Stay firm.
No, you have to.
Don't crack.
It's a hypothetical.
No,
it's fun. You have to.
It's hypothetical. It's ridiculous.
Would you rather lose to the Yankees or the Phillies?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's fair. Losing
a Met fan.
All right. Well, so you should be accustomed to losing. You should be accustomed to which one. All right, which one hurt you more? Which one bothered you more, losing to the Yankees or losing to the Royals in the World Series?
The Yankees.
Okay, well, there we go, Gary, and thank you for the call. So we're getting somewhere. So not all losses are created equally. It hurt you more to lose to the Yankees than the Royals. That's all I'm saying. It would hurt me personally. You're allowed to think that I'm crazy for saying that. And I'm not rooting for the Mets to lose. I'm not saying I'd rather lose tonight. I'm saying I'd rather, if I knew. Now, the caveat is, of course, we don't know that if they, we don't know how they would fare in the next round, which makes you want to win tonight. But if I knew that they were going to lose to the Phillies, I would rather lose tonight. Same thing like, would you rather lose in a blowout or lose in a close game?
I understand the question, but.
Wow. You don't like it?
No, I mean, I wouldn't be doing this if it was my team, man. I just wouldn't be. Not at 117, and the winner, you know, winner moves on, loser's done.
It's just, it's setting up.
I get the question. Listen, it's a little preemptive move.
Well, just because the Phillies.
Things up in case he's got to deal with some hurt tonight.
That's exactly right. I'm trying to, I felt, to our last call, was named Gary, to his last point, he's right. I know pain. I've endured pain all my life as a sports fan. I want to try to lessen that. And there's a part of me that feels, even though I don't want them to lose, part of me that feels like, all right, well, if they lost tonight, just get it over with. I don't want to deal with the drama of a Philly series and then losing that series to them.
Yeah.
I couldn't take that. I'd rather get beat. It's less painful to get beat by the Brewers than it would be the Phillies. That's all.
I mean, listen, given the rivalry, I can understand that. I'll tell you one thing. Be careful what we ask for here, because if Neighbors doesn't get back and if Rodgers doesn't figure things out with the Jets if the Mets lose every game, we'll just be happy to talk about something else other than the football seasons that might be going in the wrong direction.
Understood. Well, we'll be focused on your Jets. McPherson, Houston, you legit have a problem. Last three outs of your season. Smiley face emoji. The Astros run is over. Keith channeling his inner Sal Licata with that one.
It's over.
They will not make their eighth ALCS. The Detroit baby Tiger Cubs advance, blah, blah, blah. Baseball, the most wonderful season. So, again, another WFAN.
That's three for three. I'm surprised.
All three. Not one of them said, and there's three big Yankee fans on the station.
No doubt. Three big ones.
Not one of them said, you know what? I wanted the Astros this year. It would have been great to beat them.
And you couldn't pay me money last night to tweet about the Tigers.
Yeah, you just don't care about the Astros.
I was just watching the Mets and the Brewers. That's it.
Susan said with us yesterday, she said flat out, I want to beat the Astros.
Listen, if given the choice, sure.
Yeah.
In the hypothetical, would I rather beat the Tigers or the Astros? Of course I'd rather beat the Astros, but not consumed by it. I don't know.
I get it. You don't have to be consumed by it. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Just a thought. We'll get back on track without hypotheticals when we come back. Just a thought. Hey, look, I want to win tonight.
Yeah,
also,
sure.
I want to get into the broadcast partners that
I'm not a fan of some of it.
Found
out the Yankees broadcast team for the series coming up with the Royals.
You told me yeah.
Part of it I love, and part of it is going
to
be tough.
I don't have the breakdown for it, but I can't wait. Even for the Philly series, I'd be curious, just in case the Mets do happen to win tonight, what that would be. All right, more of your calls on the other side as well. BT and Sal on the fan. If you ask me my dream run, it would include the Phillies. I don't even care. Dodgers, Padres, doesn't matter. And then it would include the Yankees. Like, the higher risk, the higher the reward. So I just don't want to feel the pain of losing to the Phillies. Doesn't mean that would happen, but I just rather, if they're going to lose, I'd rather lose to the Brewers. What do you got for this broadcast?
Well, yeah, speaking of losing, I think a few Yankee fans feel like they're losing on this one here. So we got the broadcast assignments for TBS, okay? I'll give you a guess. Yankees, Royals, who do you think? And we did not discuss this prior.
What are the options? Because I don't.
Brian Anderson, Jeff Francoeur.
Okay, I like Brian Anderson.
So do I. He's very good in basketball, too.
Yes.
Darling and Bob Costas would be another.
Wow, wait, so Bob Costas does play-by-play?
Yeah, remember he did it in 2022 with the Yanks, and he really had a rough against the Guardians.
That's right,
And he
right.
actually came out, and I respect him for saying this. He said he was off his game, didn't do well. But it is, let me spare you the suspense, it's Costas and Darling. Darling's awesome. I'm just not a Costas guy here in this baseball stuff. I like Bob Costas when he's in, you know, Jackie Robinson's studio at MLB Network talking about the history of the game. I don't want Bob. I feel like when Bob Costas does these games, he's lecturing me. I saw this. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I think Anderson's better. And I think Darling's phenomenal. I
Anderson
love Ronnie.
And Francoeur. I'd rather the pairing be Anderson and Darling.
Well, in a perfect world, I would agree. If I could take one from each booth, yes, we can. And we're getting Costas and Darling. And I don't need to hear Bob Costas doing play-by-play. I don't want to hear it.
So are Anderson and Francoeur doing the Mets?
Tigers, Guardians.
Oh, and then do we have the...
I don't know yet. I did not see that yet for the Mets and the Phillies if we get
there. Is it Fox? I don't even know how these work here.
These are TBS, these specific ones for the ALDS. And I believe that...
The NLDS is a different broadcast?
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, we got to figure that out. If you can, Hoff, because I'd be curious to see who's doing the Philly series, because that would mean that they're doing the Mets if the Mets make it. If not, don't even care.
I got you. You like Costas doing games? Honestly.
Let me put it to you this way. I love Bob Costas because I grew up watching him and listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a tone and a demeanor that Bob Costas has for a baseball game that comforts me for some reason.
Okay.
But I do think at this particular point, I would, especially on the Yankees, like if it were the Guardians and Tigers, give me Bob Costas all day. When it's our teams, I don't feel like I
sound
want...
a little cheesy? A little too manufactured, a little too scripted, a little too Hollywood? What? I'm trying to pinpoint it because he's an all-time broadcaster. I'm not trying to disparage Bob, but I do not... I these games, I don't like him doing the games at all.
I can't believe that's the best option.
That's what they're giving us.
Like, I love... You know, Joe Buck gives it... I don't want to disparage... I love Al Michaels doing games. Like, he brings me back even the old baseball games that he used to do. I know he does the football now.
Yeah,
but
baseball, yeah.
Yeah, like, so there's a part of nostalgia that I do like about Costas. And maybe, by the way, for Royals-Yankees, maybe he's going to add more than, say, Brian Anderson would because he knows the history
better than anybody else.
I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to try to sit back, and I love Darling.
Me too.
So I'm going to sit back and try to enjoy that broadcast. But there's just, I'm kind of with you in a way where I just feel like, I don't know, it was play-by-play for the whole series.
It is, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Joe Buck is.
Yeah, Joe Buck's the man.
And he doesn't do it anymore.
No.
Even Joe Davis, I think, is really good with Fox now.
So do I. I agree with you.
I don't know who. That's what I'm asking. Who else is left? What are the other options here?
Well, Anderson's good.
I'll tell you this. I can't stand ESPN. Like, I like Boog.
Yeah.
His partner is awful.
Glanville's not having a good. He just doesn't sound great.
He's lost. He's saying that the Padres swept the Braves. The game was in the sixth inning last night. He's saying that they already moved on. Like, yeah, we could say that. You shouldn't be saying that. And also, he just looks at, there's no energy. And it's not a knock on him.
I mean, Doug doesn't give you a lot of energy, the Boog.
Yeah, it's not a knock on him personally. It's just there. I can't. Boog is all right. But even them, like, they need to figure out a better way because the excitement level is just not there for the baseball local teams. I'm sure the Brewers, maybe fans feel the same way.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be happy, but they don't. The energy is not elevated for the postseason the way that it should be with these national broadcasts.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen to John Susan here on The Fan. That's what I'm going to do. And I don't want to be disingenuous. I'm also somebody who has said for years that I don't let a broadcast team dissuade me from enjoying. Although it sounds like if you're listening to me now, I'm obviously not. I'm not thrilled that Costas is doing it. I'm not hiding from that. But I won't sit there and be miserable for, you know, two or three or four or five games. I'll roll with it. If he has a rough series like he did in 2022 against the Guardians, you're going to hear about it again on the show. But I do think that Bob is going to be so uber aware of being better this time. And he was very forthright. Like, he had a rough series a couple of years ago, and he owned it, and I respect that. And Bob's an all-time Mount Rushmore legend, really. So, but even if you're amazing, it doesn't really enhance my... This is just me. It doesn't really enhance my viewership. And if you're awful, it doesn't detract to the point where I can't enjoy it. Bottom line is, I know baseball and I know what I'm looking for.
Right.
Like, just don't. I think what bothers me the most is when it's specific to Bob. Part of baseball is the great story.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Telling, but I feel like he tries to wedge too many 1950s and 60s.
Teach you about the game.
Come on. We all know the stories already.
It's also, while you and I love history, I don't think it's relevant to what most people were watching the game now. So the history really doesn't matter. I get into it, and I'm sure others do, but not everybody cares about the history, and not everybody needs to be taught about the game.
Well, that's why I see, like, if it's a Ken Burns documentary, or if that's what you're sitting down for, or, you know, he's in Studio 42 over at MLB Network, and he's going through whatever it might be. That's different. He might be the best essayist of all time. I mean, he's right there.
Well,
phenomenal.
That's why I do love him as a broadcaster.
I do, too.
There's a nostalgic part that I like hearing him
do
the games.
Just not with this.
Well, especially the teams that we know. And
not
maybe the quick aside, maybe the way to fix it, and again, this is not going to happen, but just thinking out loud, like, why not take, you have your primary broadcaster, whoever that is. Now, in this case, it would be Costas, but to give a better feel for the locals, you have the primary analyst for the Royals and the primary analyst for the Yankees.
Or with Costas?
Yes.
So, like, Paul O'Neill and...
whoever.
Steve Balboa.
Yeah, exactly.
Just throw something out.
Exactly. Pick one. Right, or like the secondary guy. Now, it's hard to find that for every team, but every team does have a color
100%.
Guy.
100%. Yeah, you could definitely...
You know what I'm
saying?
That's
an interesting idea.
It's just at least a thought. Now, it takes away from, like, so let's say the Mets aren't in it. Well, then what? No Ron Darling, and you want Ron Darling because he's the best at what he does.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, and maybe that would change as the stages got bigger. I don't know, but I feel like there's a better way to balance out where you can't just have a Mets guy, you can't just have a Brewers guy or whatever, you can't just have a Yankees guy or a Royals guy, but maybe you could do a little bit of both and give it a more local feel, being that baseball is a regional sport.
What about chemistry, though? Like, you'd get the local feel, but would you sacrifice chemistry? You know, if you put Paul O'Neill and George Brett in there tonight.
Come on. You're welcome for the ratings idea.
No doubt.
Don't you think that would add a little bit to it?
I do, but now you're stuffing guys who never worked together at all, whereas Costas and Darling have worked together. So even if you don't love the, and again, I love Darling, but if you don't love the duo, at least you would think they're past the awkward stage and chemistry shouldn't be an issue. I see both ways.
I just think baseball, I wouldn't recommend that for every sport, but baseball is so regional.
Yeah.
And when it gets to this level of a national level, we're watching the games and we know that they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's right there in front of us. Football's different because it's national really all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the radio calls, you're always getting a different national team every week, so it doesn't matter. You're getting the best broadcasters. And I get the companies like TBS or Fox hiring what they think is the best broadcast team for these big moments, but maybe the better idea would be to represent each team and their fan base with a known name that's a good broadcaster that at least gives you a better idea of what the hell's gone on all season long. 162 games of regional action. All of a sudden, you got national guys flying in and don't know the team they're at from their elbow with the team.
And you could do it in the NBA because, let's face it, when you get to the NBA Finals or you get to the Conference Finals, it's, you know, the two or three mega stars that everybody knows about.
Yeah.
That it's a storyline that's spoken about on all the, you know, whether it's First Take, whatever. You know, are you really getting into the minutiae of the Brewers bullpen? No, you're not. I mean, in Milwaukee, you are.
The most regional.
You know, here we're looking at it, but, you know, it's a storyline that kind of gets overlooked because there's a lot of, it's very fluid. There's so many more bodies on the roster.
And baseball is the most regional sport by far.
And not even close.
So that's why I would think of that. Anyway, there you have it. Look
not
forward.
A bad idea, Sal.
Costas and Darling. All right, BTM. Paul O'Neill and George Brett in a booth.
Ooh, baby. My buddy O'Neill, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
PT and Sal on the fan. Brendan is calling from Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, so, listen, we're 6 hours away from this do or die game three of this wild card series. And to even bring up the idea of who would you rather lose to, like, what are we even talking about? We're playing for our playoff lives, but I don't want to talk about who would I rather lose to this team or this team. I'm trying to win.
Well, then why'd you call and talk about that? You have like three, you know, you have 90.
Why you brought it up?
Oh, I brought it up because I'm doing 4 hours of a talk show and it's something I thought about. You don't have to think about it, but you certainly don't have to call and talk about it. You could call and talk about the game, but yeah, you're calling and talking about what I just talked about.
Because right now there's, you know, tens of thousands of people listening to you right now, tens of thousands of Mets fans that are getting fired up for this game tonight, and you're supposed to be a voice of the Mets fan, and you're talking about who would you rather lose to? Who would I rather lose to? I want to win the World Series, Sal. I want to win the World Series.
Me too. And thank you for the call, Brendan. I'm not sure. I understand the thought of your call, but it didn't make any sense because you called and wasted your time talking about something that you didn't want to talk about. You didn't have to. We have 4 hours here with something we talked about for 10 minutes. Me just not want, if you move forward and think, man, if they lose, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this, is a very strong possibility. Two teams are playing a game tonight. One of them is going to go home for the season. It is possible, I know you don't want to hear this, it is possible that it is going to be your team. And in that event, to me, I'm thinking, all right, well, I could at least accept that more so than I could losing in the next round. Does it mean anything? No, but it's how I feel. And I'm allowed to talk about it for 5 or 10 minutes when we do a show for 4 hours.
Yeah, it's not the first thing that, that's not the first time that's ever come up, too. That's, you know, that you've heard that before because fans think that way sometimes.
It's just a fun,
it's a deep investment, man. And when you get rewarded, it feels amazing. And when you don't, it's a crusher. And, you know, if you can limit the crush for 5 minutes of a conversation, big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fun hypothetical conversation. Relax. It's sports. And regardless of whether I say I want to lose to the Phillies or Brewers more, it doesn't mean anything. The game's going to play out tonight. But I just find it odd that you would call to tell me you didn't want to talk about what I was talking about. Call and talk about the Mets. Tom is in West Babylon. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
BT, Sal, how's
Tommy.
It going?
How are you, Tommy?
What's going on, bud?
Listen, I've been getting it all day from my nephew, my uncle. He was in the minor leagues. Huh? My cousin, he was in the minor leagues. My blood pressure's going up. My cheeks are red. And I'm the talk of the family. So here we go. Top of the sixth inning, first and second. What are we doing? We're winning the game.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm not bunting in that spot.
Sal, listen to me. I'm older than you. Listen.
Go ahead.
I've suffered more than you. Now listen to me. Forget what you got. You guys changed everything. You changed the world, and I get it. I love all yous. Don't get me wrong. But come on, when you're up in the game, what do? You attack runs on. That's what I used to do. That's what my cousin did. My uncle did. Score runs. Score runs. And they're going to this friggin' crap. Oh, no, we're not going to bunt. It'd be second, third. How about, let's say, he bunted between third and pitcher, and they throw it into right field. It's happened in 86.
Understood. I know, Tom, it could have happened, but you're looking, you say you want to score runs, right? Do you think the Mets
winning.
Did you think they didn't want to score runs?
But Sal, we're winning the game. When you win the game, when you're winning a game, what do? You tack runs on.
Yeah, but there's other ways to, Tommy, there's other ways to tack the run on. Nobody's going to say that you're wrong for, you know, at least bringing that to the table. By the way, Sal and I brought that up 4 hours ago. It came up casually. I would not have bunted. Sal would not have bunted. But it doesn't mean that you're wrong when you say that you would have bunted. The only thing that you have to understand is, and I know that this is frustrating, particularly for the older generation, is, you know, are you going to ask a player to do something that you really don't ask them to do too often during the regular season at the most pivotal point of the season when everything's amplified? I don't know. If you're not doing it in April or June or August 9th against the Padres in an otherwise innocuous game, do you do it last night in Milwaukee? I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying that that's part of the evaluation. And then you incorporate the analytics and, you know, teams not giving away outs. I hear you. But I would not have bunted.
Tyrone Taylor's been one of their best hitters. You could argue he, in fact, and not Francisco Lindor, had the biggest hit of the Mets season on Monday in that game, one of that doubleheader, giving the Mets some life. It just never crossed my mind. Doesn't mean that it's a bad play or that you shouldn't have it cross your mind or bring it up. It never crossed my mind once to bunt, but I'm thinking, do some damage here. Tyrone Taylor's due to get a base hit, maybe hit one down the line, maybe just find a hole somewhere, and you're going to score runs. Not bunt for, by the way, the bottom of the order at that point with
that's
Alvarez
the other
behind
thing too.
Him.
Yeah. If you're going to square, you're doing it for the guys who are coming who, you know we're going to, you know, give you the at-bat that you need. You're not really setting up for the bottom of the order. Hold on. I'm trying to find this. All right, so 20 postseason. I just want to see how many even. If I said, Sal, let me get to the team stats. How many sacrifice bunts do you think the Mets had the entire season?
This whole year?
I'm looking for it, so just give me a second. Yeah. You know, I got to throw it out there.
No more than 10, I would guess. And even that might feel high.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you factor in some extra innings, so maybe that's not exactly
but still,
commensurate with how they really want to play.
Or roughly, what do we think? Even if it's think about it, 162 stats. Games, even with the extra innings, is 10 times a lot?
No, right. Definitely not. It's not popping up right now. I can't get the secondary stuff. But the point is, it's not a lot. And
Whatever the number is.
I think you almost get in more trouble when you start doing things that you're not really programmed to do. But Tom's old school, and I'm not going to say that Tom's wrong, but, you know, yeah. he's wrong for Mendoza, because if Mendoza wanted to do it, he would have done it.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to do it tonight either.
Yeah. I wouldn't think at this point you'd be looking to give 10. Up and out.
It good, was it 10? Good guess. 10.
What? Right on
Sally,
the button?
Play those numbers, dude.
Whoa. I wish I had a gut feel for the game today.
What's the Mets money line today?
Yeah, right. No, wow. I'm not touching that. No way am I touching that.
Will family play tonight?
No
get a little
way.
Mojo? No?
What is the line? I am curious.
I don't know. I'm going to say Brewers minus 120. So, I mean, it can't be crazy.
No, I think it's probably going to be close to even. I would never bet this game tonight. What,
no?
Are you kidding me?
Why not?
Oh, God, no.
Are you up or down on the year so far? You're up a little bit.
I'm doing very well.
All right, so put a couple of home.
No. This has nothing to do with even, like, not picking aside. I wouldn't even, you talk about touching the money, no way would I bet this game.
Because you don't want to jinx it, or you just don't have a good feel?
Both. I got enough on the line without money. Like, generally, if I'm betting a game, it's to add some juice.
Yeah,
there's enough
juice
in this game. I don't need to add it. You got it, Zoo?
That's plus 112.
Okay.
Huh? You know?
I couldn't.
To win 224.
I couldn't.
To win 336.
I couldn't live. If I really loved them and had a great feel that they were going to win,
I hear you.
I would have done it.
Yeah.
I'm not touching
I
them.
I got you.
Like, I might bet them against the Phillies if they win tonight because they could probably get a good price against the Phillies.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A little pre-series play.
I haven't even bet the baseball.
Just
have you been betting
the game?
It?
Not the baseball, no.
Yeah.
Nah.
Football, yes. Baseball, mm-hmm. no. All right. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Game.
We'll finish up with your calls on the other side.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Anthony's on Long Island. What's up, Ant?
Hey, boys. Always a pleasure. You know, I love you guys, but I need to get this off my chest about this guy. This guy, right now in the playoffs, he is the worst cleanup hitter in the playoffs. That's my first point. I would take every other cleanup hitter in the playoffs right now over that bum, okay?
Well, he's not your cleanup hitter, though, anymore.
Okay, great. But he's supposed to be that guy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
true.
That's my first point. My second point, I would bench him. I wouldn't even let him leave the hotel tonight. I wouldn't even let him leave the hotel. You know what I would do? I would put Vientos at first. I'd put that kid at second base, Acuna, and I'd put Iglesias at third. And I guarantee you that kid Acuna could get a hit, or even just fall into a hit over that bum. I don't even call him Peter anymore. I call him number 20 because he doesn't even deserve to get called by his name. He's a bum.
Oh, Anthony, really harsh there. Although I will say, BT, the more I think about it, the more I'm not opposed to getting Pete out of the lineup. I crossed my mind last night. They're not going to do it. At the very least, they should consider moving him down. Where would you put him tonight in the lineup? We don't have any lineups out yet, right?
I'm checking right now. No, I don't see it out yet. No.
Probably a couple hours or so.
I would say where I would put him or where I think they're going to put him.
Where would you put him?
I would bump him down a spot to 6.
Okay, and where do you think?
I think they're going to keep him at 5.
I can't have him keep coming up in these big spots anymore. Yeah, I mean, this is it. Hey, could be last game for Pete in the Mets uniform.
It could be.
Let's hope that that's not the case. Quickly on the Yankees before we get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. Brian Cashman meeting the media today. I'm just checking out some of the clips here on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. One, Anthony Rizzo. Cashman, quote, he's presenting well without doing any activity to give us maybe a glimmer of, we'll see, let's talk further about this.
Can I ask you a question? What do you mean he's presenting well? Why can't you just say, yeah, he's trending in the right, he looks fine?
Yeah,
he's presenting well?
I read that word for word.
Come on.
He is presenting well without doing any activity to give us maybe a glimmer of, not even a glimmer of hope.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. Yeah. Let's talk about this further.
Yeah, so they're two steps away from possibly having a chance that he plays. Listen, I really don't care if Rizzo plays or not. I think he's relatively inconsequential to the Yankees' success here.
One more, and this one you do care about. Obviously, they're talking about Jason Dominguez.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are a few plays that have gotten a lot of attention, and understandably so. It's a tough spot to be in. The compete factor, again, with these guys.
I know.
The compete factor is there. The whole purpose of getting him up when we did is to learn as much as we could. I don't know if that sounds promising that Dominguez would play.
Well, he was a disaster in the outfield. That's all there is to it. So I would think in a series like the Royals, where the last time they played, at least the anticipated flow of the series, would be more low scoring, defensive premium, Verdugo.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
That means.
I could just not stomach, if I'm the Yankees, watching Dominguez butcher a ball or two and left and having that cost me a game. Rather be better safe than sorry here. Put Verdugo out there, and you might get some offense from Verdugo.
He could hit for you a little bit.
The potential of Verdugo hitting is better than the potential of Dominguez fielding.
I would have agreed. Well, boy, that's a tough one because even though we only played 8 or 9 games a year ago, like there were no warning signs that this guy was going to be a butcher out there.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Think about it. We could talk about the transition from short to third or whatever. And that should be minimal.
Yeah.
If you go from center field and you can't play left, like that just doesn't make sense. A center fielder should be able. He's missing pop ups
and he's overrunning them. He's missing them by a mile. Like it's alarmingly off.
Todd Hundley played a better left field after being moved from the catcher spot to left field. Like that's how bad. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be like that forever.
No, I don't think he will, but now's not the time to make sure that he gets back
correct
on track here. I would play Verdugo game one.
That's the big thing. Yankees got to be better safe than sorry. Let's finish up on the phones. Lou is in Sandy Hook. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Listen, first of all, I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
Listen, I kind of view myself, in Evan's words, as an IBO here. I am a Yankee fan, but I am not a Met hater. I want the Mets to win, you know?
Me too.
You know, and I'm happy when they win. You know, the only time I root against them is when they play the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, the complaints among the Met fans were like, we're not playing meaningful baseball. We just want to play meaningful baseball. And this year, we get meaningful baseball like the entire month of August. And, you know, and like see the edge of your seat baseball. And now, like, that's not even good enough. Now it's got to be win the World Series. It's like,
well, you got
how much better off we are than some franchises out there.
Well, that's
there's still a bunch of teams that haven't won.
It's different though, Lou. It's a different argument. And thank you for the call. And they were talking about last night the winless, you know, the teams that never won a World Series: Brewers, Rockies, Padres, Rays, Mariners. I think there might be somebody else in there, but yeah, you're right. Could you be in a worse spot? You could be in a lot worse spot. Right now, though, is not the time, at least for me, to take all that in. Do that tomorrow or the next day or a week later if they are eliminated. Right now, they're in it.
Yep.
And you have a chance when you're in it, especially this year with it being wide open, to go win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be about ripping them to shreds for their performance last night and hoping that tonight they figure it out and move on and go face the Phillies.
I mean, are the Tigers really better than the Mets? Are the Royals really better than the Mets? I mean, you know, based on the win total, the answer is no.
Right.
So they're here, and the entire baseball world is watching tonight. And, yeah, there's a deeper conversation if they do come up short, and I hope that they don't. I really hope the Mets play well and they win this for you guys and for everybody out there. I just want this thing to keep going. It wouldn't, like, if they were to lose, and I'll let you get the last words, get those some good mojo here with the Mets, but if they were to lose, like, it wouldn't invalidate the season. They've already had a really good season.
Right.
But based on how good it's been, if they don't win, it would feel a little less than. Win this game. Like, they gotta go get this game.
Especially after being up 1-0. Think about it this way, BT. After tonight, there are going to be 8 teams left that can win the World Series.
Yeah.
We talked about the hype and what could happen and possibly this or that or who can't they beat. Well, if the Mets win tonight, they're down to the final 8. And that means you have a legit shot. Go out there, respond, do what they've been doing all year long. The resiliency this group has shown. Their backs are against the wall. When we come back tomorrow at 10 a.m., we better be talking about Mets and Phillies game one on Saturday. Thanks to everybody who listened, everybody who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Zoo. Thanks to Hoff as well. Evan and Tiki are coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.